This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abayim. We're continuing Mishabur Daf Shavuah. We're learning some Mambeis in the middle, Sif Aleph. The page is short. I want it to be a double header. And with your permission, I want to get together tomorrow, Friday, because you can't take a haircut, so you have more time to learn. And also, we're going to miss out on Tisha B'Av, and we'll see about the following week. I want to just revisit a case from yesterday and show you some of these pictures. Okay, how do we do this again? Share screen. Okay, so here we go. The Mechaber said it's usur to transfer to and Shoraysh to make them Shoyad, even to take a Ritzua from the Shoraysh to make a Shoyad, because you're being married from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. We'll see later, because most of the shame of Shakai is on the Shel Rosh. Now, let's start with a case from yesterday. The Magen Avram says in Sivkatan Gimel, Kasa Magen Avram, Dim Nifsika Ritzua Shalyad Samach LeKashar, if the Ritzua Shalyad snap near the Kashar, like in diagram number, sorry, it's a little dark, but in diagram 2, well, let's see if I have the right page. Diagram 2. Let me move this. Okay. So in diagram 2, so you have a snap over here. So now what you want to do, because it's cut over here, you want to flip it around. So this way you make the knot on what used to be on the other end. So, and then the snap will be on this end. You know how to do that. Also, lapach roish ha'acher lamala b'makom shuchazak. It's also to turn around the other head above where it's stronger. V'lasis by ha'kesher shoyat. B'achaticha shoy by ha'kesher. And the part that had a knot, yikshar ata lezu lamata. You're going to tie it to the bottom. So you're downgrading it, because it had the knot and the yod, and now you're wrapping it around the finger. Rather, what do? You cut off that piece. And if it's not so long, then basically what you're going to do is you won't wrap it around the... You won't wrap it so many times around your arm. You'll do like in diagram yud over here. So if it's not so long, you'll wrap it around your arm 3 times. Okay. V'chein b'shel rosh. This is what I want to focus on. Let's say the shel rosh. Im nifsak mashamakef harosh. There's a snap in what goes around the circumference of your head, like in diagram 3, aleph. Also lafech masha b'toich hakesher. You know to turn around what was within the knot, sheyachutz lekesher mitam hanal. So what do you want to do? It snapped over here. So what are you going to do? You're going to undo this knot, okay? You're going to undo this knot. And so you see in diagram 3, bays, it's undone. Now that it's undone, now you're going to take this part away, and you're going to pull this side down, 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 and now you're going to be good. You're not allowed to do that, because what was once, and you can make another knot, what was once within the kesher is now going to be out of the kesher. Omnam. Okay, so that I understand, right? Everybody gets that. We spoke about that yesterday. Omnam. Nifsika ratzua shel roish mi bachutz la kesher. Let's say, and for this we need to go to another diagram. Which diagram? Let's see for a moment. Oh, so down here, like this. Okay, look where I am. Let's say it tore outside of the kesher. So the only problem is that it's not long enough. Okay. So im nifsi amnam nifsika ratzur shoroshim b'chutz la kesher v'roitzel lemashcha. You want to pull it down and bring it down. Kedei shiya ratsua shlema. You want it to be shalem. So how are you going to do that? You're going to undo the kesher. You're going to, now that you undid the kesher, you're going to pull it down, 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 down. So basically what you're going to have is, so look, again, it snapped over here, but now it's not long enough, or it's just not shalem. So what you want to do is, you're going to undo this knot. Now that you undid the knot, you're going to pull it down. So basically, over here, what used to be the kasher is going to be around the head. But this part, what used to be around the head, is going to be out of the kasher. I don't understand why this should be allowed and why this is any better than the previous case. Because you're basically, the way I see it, and I don't understand this, you're downgrading what used to be around within the kasher. Again, what used to be within the kasher is now outside of the kasher. He says, "Kadeshia ratzua shleima v'ashiram v'ramal b'sim lamidav diyachol arida." You could bring it down. Afal pi shemayrid k'tasim k'dushasai. Even though you're downgrading a little the k'dusha, sorry, makam akasher yeh toloi lamata, because now the place of the kasher is going to be below. Ein zehayrada. That's not a downgrade. Da'al kapana ba'isa chaticha yeh hakasher, because the knot is going to be on that ritzua, on that piece of ritzua. So what? You weren't allowed to do it by the shalyad, because by the shalyad, now instead of it being the kesher, it's going around your fingers. So I don't understand why this is okay. And then he brings a deya. In fact, it's not. Some say this is not okay because you are downgrading a little bit. I don't see the distinction. Anyone has here a clear distinction between why by the shalyad you cannot flip it around and turn around the part that used to make the part that was the knot go around your finger because you're downgrading. Here also, you're downgrading what used to be within the kesher, and and you're making it outside of the kesher. Okay, so I worked on this morning. I don't have a clear way to explain the distinction. But let's move on, because there's something else which I'm not definitive about. Ulafi divrehem. Now, according to this opinion, hu adin b'shalyad, the same thing would be by the shalyad. Im nifsika haratzua shalyad samach lahakesher, if the ratzua shalyad split near the knot, afilu im lo yirtza likshar lamata hachaticha shenifsika. Let's say the ratzua shalyad split near the knot. Even if you don't want to tie below that piece, even if you don't want to tie below in that area, afal pikin lo yafik taktas ratzulamal, but don't flip it around. Lasus by hakasher to make the knot. The bezem moirid ha'oyina shel ratzua k'tzas mekedushasa, because now you're downgrading the top of the ratzua a little bit from the kedusha. Shahisa mitchila kroivela kesher, that it was first near the knot. Here, let's look in this diagram over here. Ulfi divrayim. Let's read it here. Vuadin mishalyan im nifsika ritzul shayat samach la kesher, like in hay. So let me move everyone up to the top now. So it got split over here near the knot. Afilu im lo yirtza likshar lamata hachaticha shenifska. Even if you don't want to tie below the cut that snapped, the piece that snapped. So he says, look on diagram 340. On page 340, which is this, diagram 1. So, okay, it snapped over here. So what exactly do you not want to do? He's saying don't flip it around. So what does it mean? Even if you don't want to do what?
Take N bays and put it where Aleph is. That's already, he already said that's not good. You can't do that.
No, isn't it the same case as before?
No,
It looks like
he's
the exact
saying,
same thing.
Even if you don't want to do A, but don't flip, don't take bays and put it where Aleph is. So what's the even if you don't want to? Even if you don't want to do what? Something doesn't read clearly here. Afilu im lo yirtza likshar lemata hachaticha shenifzika. Even if you don't want to tie below the piece that snapped.
Could he be referring to the bottom on page 338, image two? So the bottom one of that, he's tying the whole ripped part with the knot. He's reattaching at the end of the ritzua. It looks like.
Mm-hmm. So okay, that's good. That diagram is actually explaining the shita of the Chaya Adam quoted in the Bir Halacha, where the Chaya Adam says you're allowed to take the snapped part and sew it onto the bottom. Okay, that's what that diagram is. I was looking at it this morning. If I'm not mistaken, that is, second. That's explaining the Chaye Adam. One second. Which page? 340.
338.
338.
Two ois hay. He says yikshar ata zul lamata. That's what he's referring to as yikshar lamata. That what he means? To reattach it.
This is going to the mission broker. The mission was switched out. Some of the cars also have a rush achlama.
You know, over here he's saying even if you didn't want to do that, even if you didn't want to reattach it, you still can't flip it around.
So when the Magen Avraham said, let's go back to Mishra Rosef Katan Gimel, where he quotes the Magen Avraham, Kasa Magen Avraham, Dem Nifsika Ratzur Shal Yad Samach L'Kasha, where you want to Aser Lafich Roi Sha'ach L'Mala, the last word Kasha Yad, V'chatir Shavai Kasha Yikshar Ata L'Zu L'Matim, I mean, there it means to sew the Makam of the Kasha onto the bottom. So the problem with that is, you're taking mamish the knot and you're wrapping it around your finger. You're wrapping it around your hand. So that you're not allowed to do. Not because you're taking the bottom, not because you're taking something that was close to the kesher and you're wrapping around your hand. It's because you're taking the actual kesher and you're wrapping it around. Okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, shel rosh also. If it snaps what went around the rosh, you can't flip it around. You can't make it go out of the kesher. Why? Because you're basically taking the kesher and you're using it for a lower purpose. However, if what snapped is out of the kesher, and then you're going to pull it down. So why? Let's try to understand. Why is that better? So you want the... Okay. So yeah, I agree with you, Mandy. Thank you. In other words, in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, he's talking about attaching what was the kesher, you're attaching it to the ritzua. So now let's talk about the tefillin shorosh. If it rips over here, like in what page am I on? 338, 3 Aleph. If it rips over here, and now you want to pull it down, so basically you're taking the kesher and you're downgrading it, that's a problem. But if it ripped over here, let's talk about here. If it ripped over here, if it ripped over here, so now it's not shalem. So you're gonna undo the knot. And the makom hakesher, you're going to make it lower down. So how are you allowed to do that? You're basically taking what was the kesher and you're making it lower down. Do we see clearly why this is any better? I'm still not clear why this is better. But let's read the fourth line. Olafi devrayim hu adin b'shal yad im nifzika ratzul shal yad samachla kesher. It got snapped. Afilu im lo yirtza likshar lamata. Ah, okay, now it reads. Based on Mendy's explanation, this reads, by the tone shel yad, if the ritsua snapped next to the kesher, even if you're not going to be attaching the knot lower down, so it's not like you're going to be using the knot to wrap around your hand, you still can't flip it. I mean, until now, we learned you can't flip it because you're basically taking the actual kesher and you're wrapping. But even not like that, now you're downgrading the top part of the ritzu a little bit, because it originally was close to the knot. Again, I still don't understand why, if the ritzu shel roish gets snapped lower down, why there's a dea that you could just shift where everything was, but lamaisa, you're taking what was once part of the kesher and you're putting it lower down. Okay, be it as it may, al ken yish lahachmer, shaloi lafrich kiyem b'shasadchak. Therefore, shem b'machmer, not to flip around, only b'shasadchak, she'en loy ritzua acheres, where you don't have another strap, v'makom shenipsak kurach, in the place where it snapped, it's soft, v'chalosh, and weak, she'en roi lasis menor akshir, that's not fit to make a knot, v'zroya, tightly, she'ikarvli pasek, it will be very close to snapping, oz yesh lahavo, then you could flip around. Basically, flipping around and attaching the knot is asur. Flipping around, stam, is better to avoid, unless you don't have any other choice, because of this yesh oimrim, that even not just taking the makoy makesha and wrapping around your finger is a problem, but even taking something that was close to the kesha and now downgrading it so it's further from the kesha, that's a problem. So I think just to isolate what I don't understand, or why there is any difference if it snaps in the circumference around the head or if it snaps lower down, at the end of the day, if you're going to be altering anything, you're going to be taking something that was in the kesher and you're putting it out of the kesher. In other words, why is it more lenient if it snaps outside of the kesher? Yeah? That's my... I need clarification about that. 1 second. Stop sharing.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.